You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling for sanctions on Russia's nuclear industry after shelling at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant, the biggest in Europe, causing international alarm that the battle for control of the plant could trigger catastrophe.
We are actively informing the world about Russian nuclear blackmail, about the shelling and mining of Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. There are already appropriate reactions from the international community, but it's necessary to speed up actions in response. Russia will not consider words and worries. New sanctions are needed against the terrorist state and the entire Russian nuclear industry for creating the threat of a nuclear disaster. The world should not forget about Chernobyl and should remember that the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is the largest in Europe. The Chernobyl disaster is an explosion in one reactor. Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant is 6 power units.
The former president of Ukraine, Petro Poroshenko, is calling for UN peacekeepers to secure the nuclear plant to prevent what he said could be a catastrophe.
Zaporizhzhia nuclear power station would be 10 times more powerful than Chernobyl station. And definitely that would be suffered the whole Europe and the whole world. And with that situation, we propose that this question should be immediately put in the agenda of the Security Council of the United Nations and immediately make a very special decision to deploy United Nations peacekeeping operation on Zaporizhzhia power plant, because that would be suffered the whole Europe, whole world, if it would be catastrophe.
Both sides have traded blame for the shelling at the nuclear power plant. To the United States, where the Biden administration has committed to another billion U.S. dollars in new military aid for Ukraine. The pledge comes as Russia moves troops and equipment in the direction of the southern port cities to stave off a Ukrainian counteroffensive. Undersecretary of Defense for Policy Colin Call makes the announcement.
Today, President Biden directed the 18th drawdown of an additional $1 billion in weapons and equipment from the Department of Defense inventories. This is the largest single drawdown of U.S. arms and equipment utilizing this authority to date. The package provides a significant amount of additional ammunition, weapons, and equipment, the types of which the Ukrainian people are using so effectively to defend their country.
The arms shipment, which includes surface-to-air missiles and anti-armor systems, is a massive one.
The capabilities in this package include the following. Additional ammunition for high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS, 75,000 rounds of 155-millimeter artillery ammunition, 120-millimeter mortar systems, and 20,000 rounds of associated mortar ammunition. Munitions for National Advanced Surface-to-Air Missile Systems, or NASAMS, 1,000 Javelin systems and hundreds of AT-4 anti-armor systems.
This comes as UN officials call for an increase in humanitarian assistance to Ukraine. The UN is releasing a revised humanitarian flash appeal, with financial requirements being stepped up from $2.25 billion to $4.3 billion. Spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Stefan Dujarric, says the appeal is being extended until December due to the worsening situation.
Our humanitarian colleagues warn that during the forthcoming winter, the situation can deteriorate as more people will be displaced from areas with limited access to gas, fuel, or electricity. Supporting them is a priority. During the first 5 months of the war, at least 2.3 million Ukrainians received cash assistance. We're also planning to scale up to a target of 6.3 million vulnerable people by the end of the year.
An estimated 17.7 million men, women, and children will need humanitarian assistance in the 2 months ahead. That's an increase of about 2 million compared to estimates in April. This comes as the Rezone, the first ship to depart Ukraine under a UN-brokered deal, is looking for another port to unload its grain cargo as the initial Lebanese buyer refused delivery, citing a more than five-month delay. The Rezone was the first ship that left Odessa last week carrying 26,527 tons of corn. Two more ships carrying corn and soybeans departed from Ukrainian Black Sea ports, taking the total to 10 since the Rezone sailed last week under a deal with Russia to unblock Ukrainian grain exports. Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.